Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody! That's right, we are your number one stop for all the entertainment and good old juicy celebrity news that you crave for, honey. We have a great show in store for you today, darling. But first, we can't do without checking in with our family first on the West Coast. What's up, Heidi, Frank, and Chewy? What's up? That's right! And guess who's been Zach in the house? Portia Williams! We have lifestyle specialist Kenny Burns in the building. Yes, indeed. And also, we have to wish all of our veterans a happy Veterans Day. We really appreciate all that you've done for our country. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
I got a lot to get into, but Headcrack, what you got?
All right. Now, last night, the People's Choice Awards aired, and it was a lot of star power in the building. You had Zendaya, Gwen Stefani, and the Kardashians.
Okay.
They came together and formed like Voltron. Wow. Jennifer Aniston was presented the People's Icon Award by her good friend Adam Sandler, while Pink took on the award for the People's Champion. And the audience got the shock of their lives, though, with Kevin Hart made his first public appearance.
Welcome back, Kevin.
Now, Kevin accepted his award for Best Comedy Actor 2019 for his stand-up Irresponsible. Check it out.
First and foremost, man, thank God, because I definitely don't have to be here. Being that I am, it makes me appreciate life even more. I also want to take the time to thank the People's Choice Award just for this. This is amazing, but more importantly, the people, man. You have no idea the effect that you have on us as entertainers.
It was so dope to see Kevin come back after such a horrific accident.
Yes. And humbled.
Honestly, he looks better than ever, and he sounds like he done been through some.
His next special is going to be amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It really is.
But the size aspect ratio, because in my head, I always thought Robert Downey Jr. was short. You know what I mean? Like, Kevin Hart looked like he was picking up a Teen Choice Award up there last night. Like, damn, he looked little compared to those guys.
So the award itself looks like everyone got a nice bottle of cologne. Yeah, I mean, really.
Okay.
I don't know. What is it?
Or dildo.
Looks like a
very expensive dildo.
It looks like a gold-plated Alexa.
All right, well, speaking of comebacks, Vivica A. Fox says that Jussie Smollett may be making a return to Empire in its final season.
No.
As we all know, Jussie was written out of Empire earlier this year after he was arrested for allegedly filing a false police report in which he claimed he was a victim of a hate crime. Jesus. We all remember that story.
Yeah.
Well, Vivica stopped by Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, and she poured some serious tea. Listen to this.
Ali D wants to know if you agree with Lee Daniels' decision to not have Jussie Smollett on the last season of Empire.
Ooh. That was tough.
Yeah.
He's family. He's always going to be family. Love him to death. Don't count him out. Y'all may see him.
On Empire?
Nobody can really do coy like Vivica Fox, right? Yeah. It's like,
y'all may see him.
Don't you want to know what I know?
I think the tea she spilled is she's going to be the princess and coming to America, too.
Yes. She's a queen to me.
Bark like a dog.
Anything you like.
A big dog.
Right.
Do we have any idea what Jussie Smollett's storyline would be, or is he going to make something up?
Oh.
He's just going to go out there and improv something real quick.
Sorry, Brett. Brett's not having it.
I love you, Brett. Don't do it.
All right, Brett, we'll move along. And speaking of Andy Cohen, let's get a... it's time for a Real Housewives of Atlanta update with my with my special Juicy
Peach. Your favorite peach, really.
Why y'all let Frank call me Juicy Peach?
One foot short.
Girl,
You are juicy. I don't.
Now, word on the street is that friend of Dish Nation family, Eva Marcille, is now a rotten peach in Portia's eyes.
No.
And yes, it's divided the cast.
Come
I don't
on.
Know what's going on, but let's assess the situation. Take a look at this clip.
I had a conversation with Kenya, and she definitely, well, we kind of got into it, really. She just felt insulted.
I don't know Kenya's middle name. I don't know Kenya's real eye color. I don't know that lady. I said I don't want to bring my kids around because I don't know Kenya. Portia just had a baby, and I tiptoed around her whole little feelings. Come on now, bitch, if you want me to go off. Portia, she got enough bullshit going on in her life, but she can converse about that.
Bun? Yeah. Turn down bun.
She needs the business.
All right,
I'm gonna try to her a lot of these vlogs so she can mind that business.
She still got her C-section healing. She over here worried about somebody else's babies.
Ooh, leave him alone. Let her have his baby.
So I guess in the short of it, I guess in normal housewife stuff, you know, something will happen. Like she didn't bring her kids to Kenya's party. I asked her, hey, why you didn't bring your kids? She told me why. True housewife fashion. I then told Kenya, dang, I thought she was gonna bring her kids. This is why she said she didn't bring them. Very simple. Then it turned into Cynthia telling her that Kenya kind of felt some type of way about her reasoning and not why she wanted to bring her kids.
Oh, wow.
And then she went in on Kenya, which was really extreme. And then what was even more extreme was she went, like, real deep on me.
I thought y'all were cool.
I did, too. I did, too. A friend would not go in like that. I just thought she went too hard.
That was a lot.
And then earlier in the episode, she called all of us nappy headed. Like,
yikes.
Really?
And then she said
like,
something
what?
About PJ. That I have a problem.
Yes.
I have a problem saying Dennis with a bow on and all that. Like, oh my God. Like, this is horrible because me, I feel like I'm in the middle.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to ride for Portia regardless.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But we work with Eva in the mornings on the radio show. So I feel like I kind of, nobody mentioned it. I didn't see those two parts of the show. I saw some of the show because I was moving around.
This
but
is bad.
I am highly, like, offended. Like, I sat this morning with her. We talked and kiki'd. And, no, she didn't say anything. Like, girl, let me just explain to you what's going on. Maybe she thought I saw it. But, like, I'm offended. And I think it's like, we all are supposed to be, like, a family.
You know, normally we move past stuff on In-Housewives, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, listen, stay tuned because this thing gets bigger and bigger than
that. Did you see that yesterday for the first time?
I had heard what she has said, yes, and I didn't want to believe it.
Right.
So it's totally different when you hear what somebody say and it's your friend and you're like, nah, I ain't going to take, I'm going to take it with a grain of salt, you know, because I know how this show is. And then she could have been mad.
Mm.
But then when I saw how she said it and the meanness and the hatefulness that was behind it, that's when I was like, okay, this is personal. And you felt this way for a while.
Brad is over here literally fumigating. I can feel the heat.
I think you should wrestle.
I think you should wrestle, too.
Both of y'all would. Okay.
What would you like us to wrestle? What would you like us to wrestle in? Mud or oil?
Oil, hot oil.
Well, we're going to use chicken grease, okay? Not Crisco.
All right, when we think of game shows, you have to think of OG game show Wheel of Fortune.
Of course.
Yes. With host Pat Sajak and letter turner Vanna White.
Well,
letter turner, yes. Well, last week, Pat had emergency surgery to cure a blocked intestine. And so they had to cancel one of the shoot dates.
I know someone who needs to buy a bowel.
Right.
Oh.
Burning ass fire.
Okay.
So they canceled one of the shoot days, and then the next day they announced that Vanna White for the first time was going to host Wheel of Fortune.
Finally,
y'all.
It only took 37 years.
Okay. 37 years
she's
on the show.
Speak? Like, she's going to say words?
She can talk. She can talk. She can talk.
She was like a sign language person.
I had no idea. I think it's going to be a voiceover.
The episodes with Vanna hosting will start airing December the 9th, and I'm excited to see her do it, man. 37 years, y'all, on the show, on one show. One time.
Y'all know she changed her dress every single show?
Yeah.
Every single show is a different dress. She never rewore dress.
And also, you'll see there on Disney Week that she did call me and ask if she could borrow a shirt.
Really?
So I,
that
shirt she's wearing,
one?
Yes, that shirt she's wearing on that episode is mine.
Oh, I love it.
You need to come out with a Heidi Hamilton collection.
Portia, hook me up. You got the connection.
Girl, you done made it to the Wheel of Fortune, baby.
Yes, girl.
Yes.
And we can take the material from the shoulders and make coasters.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, y'all. Up next, congratulations are in order for a rapper who says he's having a friendship baby. We'll explain that after the break.
Dish Nation. Hey, Brad, don't you agree that sleep is important?
Absolutely, Headcrack, and I spend way too much on a mattress, and I still don't get a good night's sleep.
Well, if you're struggling to get a good night's sleep, you've got to try Purple Mattress.
Well, how different is Purple Mattress from other mattresses?
Well, a Purple Mattress will probably feel different than anything you've ever experienced because it uses this brand-new material that was developed by actual rocket scientists. It's not like the memory foam that I'm used to. It ends up giving you the zero-gravity-like feel, so it works for any sleeping position. It comes with a 100-night risk-free trial, and if you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund, backed by 10-year warranty, free shipping, and returns.
Okay, this sounds like a mattress I need to try. Where do I sign up?
I got you covered. You're going to love Purple, and right now my viewers will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to all the great free gifts that they offer site-wide. Just text DISH to 84888. The only way to get this free pillow is to text DISH to 84888. That's D-I-S-H to 84888. Are you in trouble with the IRS? The IRS has hired private debt collection agencies to start collecting outstanding taxes. They can garnish your wages and put liens on your property. So if you're drowning in tax debt, get ready for this tax relief hotline. Civic Tax Relief can protect you from the IRS and the collection agencies so you can stop the added fees, the wage garnishments, and more. If you're backed into a corner with $10,000 or more in back taxes, call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. You may qualify for the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. And get this, Civic Tax Relief has a 5-star rating on the Better Business Bureau. You can save thousands in tax forgiveness, or you may qualify for other special relief programs based on your specific situation. Civic Tax Relief Special Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for absolutely free. Just call 800-506-5803. 800-506-5803. Don't wait. The consultation is free. The information is free. This call can save you thousands. Call now. 800-506-5803. 800-506-5803.
Dish Nation. Sup, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Now, a big congratulations are in order to wrap it a baby. He's expecting his third child with the mother of his children, and word is the pair reportedly split up, but they decided to have another child together. In other words, they're having a friendship baby.
Okay. Hey.
At least it's the same baby mama.
What kind of baby?
A situation baby.
A situation.
Mm-hmm. So, for those who don't know what a friendship baby is, it's when two parents who have a good relationship decide to add to their family even though they're no longer together.
Okay. So that must mean they have a really good co-parenting relationship.
Yeah, and they also want the kids to have the same parents, which I think makes a lot of sense sometimes, too.
One time for the baby and all them babies.
Baby and baby.
You know, we clap it up for the baby, but I feel sorry for any dude who happens to be dating the baby's baby mama when it's time for him to mate again to make another child. You know what I'm saying? It's like...
It's gonna be a problem.
Yeah.
Well, the baby mama don't mind. She don't mind at all, because we interviewed her, and she was like, he my boo. That's all I'm saying. It's all good. Like, no matter what they go through, they're good.
So this is the type of situation where the baby mama probably ain't got nobody else, but the baby probably got a baby, you know, baby girl.
Maybe, and she ain't tripping. Mm. She ain't tripping on nothing. She's well taken care of.
And money.
They do good co-parenting. The money's great. And she said, I'm cool.
Black love.
What's up, baby maker?
Black love. All right, y'all. Moving on. Ashley Graham and her husband, Justin Irvin, love to feel that Holy Spirit. In a recent interview on A Little Late with Lily Singh, the mom-to-be revealed when she and her husband do meditations and prayers together, it makes her want to get down and dirty, y'all. Take a look.
What? Lord.
I like to do meditations and prayer, and so does he on his own, but then when we do it together, it just feels more powerful. And in that power, when we're praying, it's like, Oh, do you feel that? And it's like the lights go down, the worship music goes up, and we're like, hello. And next thing you know, after we pray, because we have priorities, we rip it off. It's great. It's a great bonding experience for both, you know, the spiritual aspect and the physical aspect.
Because God said...
Come on, Jesus!
Have sex after prayer.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, Jesus.
I'm not mad at this Holy Spirit, H-O-E-L-Y.
You ain't right.
I want to go to that church.
You ain't right. I know what they listening to, because she said while they having sex, they turn up the gospel music. They got to be listening to Kirk Franklin and Mary Mary, because some of their songs, they be kind of sexy little songs.
This is my season.
So, yes.
For grace.
Yes.
I do listen to Pastor Troy. They listen to the wrong God's voice.
Yeah. They getting it in.
She ready. She ready.
All right, y'all, man, Instagram is making a change, yo, a big one. Now, the social media platform announced that they're testing a feature in the U.S. that's going to hide likes from showing on specific accounts. And And one person who's not feeling it is Nicki Minaj. Now, she wrote, I'm not posting on IG after this week because they're removing the likes. What should I get into now? Think of all the time I'll have with my new life.
But do likes really determine who we are as humans?
No, they shouldn't.
No, but career-wise, up, and your check is high when you endorse
But people was getting money before social media.
They were, true. But the higher your numbers on social media, the more big of a check you get.
Now, Cardi B also was in somewhat agreement with Nicki Minaj, which is odd because they're never on agreements in anything.
Right.
But she said that, you know, the thing she had an issue with was the comments, because she's like, the comments could be so mean and vindictive sometimes.
Right.
But the comment section be the best part.
The comment section be the most lit part, I ain't gonna lie. You got to think about the Kardashians. They comment section, be lit.
Yeah, and you remember, like, Attitude Era Rihanna when she was killing people in the comment section? Like, that was a whole different form of entertainment within itself.
Yeah, I'm going to need my celebrity clapbacks. I know. Yeah, I need my clapbacks. That's okay. Some other social media outlet going to come out and slide them on out the way, doing something different.
Mm-hmm. MySpace is
your
move.
Brat?
Oh, MySpace. We're going to MySpace. They might make a comeback. All right, y'all. Up next, find out what female rapper has one man praising her and one man crying for her. We'll have more details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up?
Now, Lil' Kim is out here living her best life, and she has a new man called The Great.
Yeah. Y'all
know his love is real because they've actually gone Instagram official.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's one person who's actually not happy about this new clandestine relationship. That's going to be Lil' Kim's ex, Mr. Papers. Oh. After seeing pics of Lil' Kim and The Great together, he was feeling not so great. Take it up.
Is this him crying?
So what was oh so special then? You have given away without getting at me. That's your fault. How many times you forgiven me? How was I to know that you was playing sick of me? I know that when living was whack, she don't get it back like that.
Yo, cut it out!
You would cry, you don't like that. You don't just pick up and leave and leave me sick like that.
What in the Brooklyn Lower East Side is going on?
My man trying to get a daytime
man. Now, see, this is the type of man. He's so goofy with this mess. I would actually take him back. Like, that is kind of cute.
On,
it's kind of cute to me.
After you're going Instagram official with somebody, you would take your ex back because he was crying in the car listening to a Jay-Z song?
Look how he put himself out there like that.
He put himself out there like that.
Because when y'all cry, y'all like, hold y'all face. Nation, please do not fall for the okey-doke.
Listen.
You look crazy if you do something like that.
No, y'all ass act like y'all ain't got no hearts. You can cry sometimes.
That's right.
Man, you can be vulnerable sometimes.
And you know what? The worst thing you can do in a breakup as a man, y'all think this is the number
it's
one thing y'all
tough.
Do. Yeah, act tough, go to the club, post another
yeah,
chick.
Yeah, stupid.
Those are things
you'll never get,
you'll
back.
Never get us back.
I don't think I'm not
like
saying
the
do that
song
either.
More than you like the action, what he's doing. If he was playing What These Bitches Want from a by DMX while he was crying, your reaction would be completely different.
I love you.
Okay, y'all, from a busted relationship to a new friendship. Everyone knows Bette Miller is the divine Miss M, but she recently brought another Miss M into her life, and that's Julianne Moore. While honoring Julianne at the WSJ Innovator Awards, Bette said, "She's been my best friend for 9 months. I love her. We have trespassed, we've danced and sung, we've laughed our asses off."
Trespass.
Yeah, I need to know more about that
what
trespass.
What do you tell what's that part right there?
I don't know, but 9 months ain't long enough to be my best friend. We gonna have to go through some things.
Well, she did marry somebody in 6 weeks, so she's clearly, she jumps
who
out.
Who did?
Bette Midler.
Wow.
Okay, well, it's okay for her to jump out on
faith
and
take chances.
So
she fall in love. This is what she do. She fall in love quick with friends, men, everybody.
Right.
And I think when you older, you probably get new friends easier because, you know, like, you know, your friends are dying off.
No,
and not even trying to be dark.
Stop it.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, any new smiling face is going to, like, have you do something
you
new
stupid.
And protect your bones.
Sometimes it be like that. You know, I feel like when you older, you do make friends quick, but you do cut their ass off just
absolutely.
As quick.
Just
okay?
Quick. Just
because
quick.
It's like, you show me the first sign. I'm too old to be playing with you, so you cut off.
Yes, first time, shame on you. Second time, shame on me.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
And good boy.
Up next, find out how a prisoner says he's done his time after dying and coming back to life. LA will explain after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Now, this next story is a little bit crazy. There is a convicted murderer in Iowa.
What?
Who claims his life sentence was served when he died during a medical emergency.
Whoa.
So technically.
Okay.
but that he revived him. So he's saying that his name is Benjamin Schreiber. He was rushed from Iowa State Penitentiary to the hospital after a large, this is horrible, a large kidney stone developed in his body, and he developed septic poisoning. So he was just being poisoned to death.
You can't go to the bathroom.
Right.
It's a full-on block.
Yep. No way, he became unconscious. His heart was restarted 5 times, even though he had signed a do not resuscitate.
Yeah.
They went against that and brought this convicted murderer back from the dead, which I don't know why you would do. So he's saying, since technically he died, wow, life sentence is served. He should be free to go.
Set that man free.
I mean, he does kind of have a weird point.
The district court denied his request, saying his claim was unpersuasive and without merit, and his sentence isn't up until a medical examiner declares that he is deceased.
Holy crap.
So if he's going in the meeting, it's like, oh, no, sir, you are very much alive. So we're going to send you back to jail.
He's all, I told you not to resuscitate.
Does that mean in the vows when it says till death do us part, if I die, I'm single?
Oh.
And then all of a sudden I come back to life, they resuscitate.
In
and
that
it's
moment,
like,
you're
later.
Yeah, and then clear, pom pom, and you're like, hello, lady.
Yeah.
He's all, hey, hey, hey. Clear. Oh,
get over here, nurses.
Dish
Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.